In Siman Kuf Lamed Hey Sivov. In Nichas Akay in the Beis Knesses, Acha Shehiskol Yisrael Avorach Birchas Torah. So there was no Kayin, so they called up a Yisrael, and the Yisrael started saying Birchas Torah already. He already said Birchas Torah. So then the Loch is in a Poisek. We don't stop in the Yisrael. The Yisrael continues, and the Yisrael gets the Aliyah in the place of the Kayin. However, Abul Baruch Hu Loi Havi Haskala. So, but Baruch Hu does not. If you just said Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Olam, he didn't start Baruch Atah Hashem, didn't start the Baruch Atah Hashem yet. So that's not called Haskala. So the Kohen walks in. Then we say, "Very nice." The Yisrael said Baruch Hu. We answered Baruch Hu, and the Yisrael stops. The Kohen goes up and takes the Aliyah. Okay. Now the Yisrael who had the schus of being up there as an Aliyah doesn't lose his schus. Wherever the Yisrael b'teva, Ashi Yeshlimu Kohen b'leiv. The Yisrael will then remain there. Next to the bima, the kohen finishes, the levi finishes, as well as Ikra, and he gets his aliyah. Okay, new point. Imain kohen be beis haknesses, kari yisrael be mokum bimkam kohen. So there's no kohen, so Yisrael is called up in the place of a kohen. But lo yala achar of levi, you can't give levi the second aliyah. We can't. If you give a levi the second aliyah, people will think of a levi as the second aliyah, the first aliyah is a kohen, and they'll think mistakenly that this Yisrael is really a kohen. So you can't give the levi the second aliyah.
Even though we call them Yisrael bin Kohen?
Right, even so, right. But we say somebody will walk in and somebody will see this fellow over there and they see the levi goes next. So he's a levi, must be he's a Kohen. And therefore we don't want that confusion.
Would this apply in a small place where everybody knew everybody all the time?
I think once they set it up like that, yeah. Okay, I will rishon yacholal, but the levi can go as the first aliyah. So the, you know, we'll say levi bimkam koyin. Okay, and that's fine. Kshkaron says armer bimkam koyin and shal yitzul armer shizel koyin. And we call him up. We say bimkam koyin. Okay, let's see mishaburus. So the if the koyin only walks in after the yisrael already started. He said the words Baruch Atah Hashem. He just said Baruch Atah or Baruch. That's not called starting yet. So Eino Poisek, Yisrael does not interrupt at that point in time. It does not cease, desist. Kadesh Lotia Baruch Levatolus. He says the full Bracha. Void Lonesha Pagam Lekayin Litlu Shloha Yisham B'Shah Shakar La Yisrael. Hashem Shkaga Hish Shasavr Shein Hashem. They'll see the Yisrael up there, the Kayan now. They'll say, I thought he was a Kayan. No, they'll say there's other possibilities of what happened. He came late, or they made a mistake, etc. And we start with early Yisrael, the Minyan Zion. So in this situation where we allow the Yisrael to continue, he counts as one, and let's say Shabbos morning, he counts as one of the seven of these, number one. And the number two, Bein Tzorach Likras HaKayan Acharov. We don't have to give. We say, well, it's a kohen. Now you have to give an aliyah. No, we already gave that the first.
Can't even give a
kohen. I feel the umhaya kohen be beseknesses b'shoah shakara l'hayisrael. V'heim tov b'sober shen hashem. The kohen was really there. They thought he wasn't there. B'kara l'yisrael. So gam ken elul min yinzam. We count the yisrael, even though that was incorrect to do that. But the yisrael counts as one of the seven aliyahs. V'achay yisrael lo yala hakohen. We can't give the Kohen aliyah, like Tzvi said, because people will say, well, what do you mean? You're giving a Kohen aliyah, a person who's supposedly a Kohen, an aliyah after you still must be there's something wrong with the Kohen, not really a Kohen. So that's going to be a pagam on the kahuna, on the Kohen, so if we can't give an aliyah after the Yisrael. Okay.
So it seems if they know him, and they, you didn't get the UA, it's even worse. So for the future, the problem.
If we see that they call him after Yisrael, they say, well, what, you're giving him the Aliyah after Yisrael, must be not a Kohen. If you see that gave Yisrael being Kohen, and the Kohen's not up there, there's more of a logic to say, people say that there was a mistake, that they forgot, they didn't realize he was there, or something of that sort. But giving him aliyah afterwards, that lamech looks like he's been demoted. We just says Baruch Hu lo havi haschala deinz lebatola dure onu akol Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu lamed. We said there's two problems. You can't interrupt him with the bracha because then the bracha is lebatola. No, over here it wasn't lebatola. Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. The tzibur responded Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu lamed. So it wasn't lebatola. It was accomplished something. Okay, now the Kohen goes up and Bimkom Yisrael. So what does he do? Where does he start from? The halacha is, the Kohen will repeat Baruch Hu again. So the Yisrael said Baruch Hu, and they answered Baruch Hu. Then the Kohen will go up and say Baruch Hu, and they'll answer Baruch Hu, and then he'll say Baruch Hu Zatar. He shouldn't be embarrassed that they try to get an aliyah and then he ends up not getting it. So he has the schus to get a later aliyah. So he stays there until he eventually gets his aliyah. In the case of the Yisrael goes, we do get Yisrael an aliyah in place of a Kohen. Levi can't get the next aliyah. The king of the Yisrael, Korah Lefanov, if they call the Yisrael first, Mialach Rav Levi. If the Levi goes up second, Yomru Sharishan Koyan Hoyal, people will think that the first, if he's a Levi and he got the second Levi, must be the first one was a Koyan. Even though they announced, they announced Yisrael Bimkam Koyan, Kishikaru, Gilakame, Falach Hashinan, Mibnei, Hanichnosim, Achakashal, Shama, Kishikaru. But there's always a concern, people will walk in after the Koyan, this person is on the Bimo for the first Aliyah. They'll see the second Aliyah as Yisrael Levi. If they give Aliyah Levi the second Aliyah, they'll assume it must be he was a Kohen. And they didn't hear the phrase Yisrael Bimkom Kohen because they came in late. Okay. But Levi can get the first Aliyah, Yuchu Lalois, the Lord Gorma Yisrael. It's not any worse than Yisrael getting the first Aliyah. But Dafka Kashen, Yisrael Golomi Alevi, Dino Vachi, Yikru Rishon, Bushubla Yikru the Levi Club. Now, the Levi has no schus to get the Leo over somebody who's a Hugadol from Yemen. So you have a Talmud Chacham and you have a Levi. So, oh, it's a Levi, you can come. No, but Talmud Chacham gets the Kabbat. And once the Talmud Chacham gets the Leo, Levi can't get the Leo anymore.
If there is no other preference based on someone being a greater Talmud Chacham, is there no special reason to give the Levi?
So that is actually an interesting question. Over here, it does not mention that there's any mile of giving the Levi that aliyah. But I did find, not now, but a different time when I was looking for it, I did find somebody who says there is a mile of giving a Levi an aliyah over Yisrael. The pashas of the Gemara is not mashal like that. The Gemara says what's called something called Hisparta Chavila. Mar Gittin says that, you know, that only when you have the whole rope, the Chavila, the whole package, do you have to follow it. I mean, there's a Kayan, the Kayan has to go first, and Levi has to go second, he still has to go third. There's no Kayan. Hisparta Chavila. Sounds like the whole thing falls apart. There's no mila per se of giving the Levi. But they said the mice, if there's no everything else being equal, so the Mordas meant a case, these who argue that, saying the Mordas meant that there's no, you're not forced to give Levi the first Aliyah, so therefore if you have a Talmud Chacham, he'll go first. But in a case where there is everything else being equal, there is a mile to giving a Levi first.
So if you're in a place where there's regularly no Kohen, and there's a Levi, I mean, you
would not necessarily give him all the time. Okay, fine. Now, Linyan Likris Alevi Shlishi or Revi, so you can't give the Yisrael the first Aliyah and the Levi the second Aliyah. What about giving the Levi the third or the fourth Aliyah? So clearly, it's not because the people are Kahanim before him, because we never give a Kayan after, we're not going to give Kayan, and then Levi. People are going to say, well, since the Levi got Revi, he must be the first of the Aliyahs or Kahanim. And they're not going to say that. Well, understand that the chara that what happened was that this is a unique case, and there wasn't a kohen. So yesham the motor yesh oisrim. So that's the machlokes, whether that's you can do that or not. So it brings the gra holds that it's acceptable, and El Yerama quotes the levush that it's not. If you have a word, like a moment, so if you're going to run a shame on the bush, I mean, there's ain't no game liquors the Kayan Levi, Rakal Akhra, and them after, ain't enough Kamina Bazet. The Maisi says, our minigas, we do not give a Kayan or a Levi any of the middle years. There is a Shita, which we'll see, which that you can give a Kayan or a Levi, you know, Kayan, then a Levi, Elias later in the process. the eager thing is should be kohen levi, and then Yisrael. What happens afterwards is fine. There's no limit. It doesn't have to be another on Shabbos morning. It doesn't have to be another four Yisrael. It could be theoretically a kohen or levi afterwards. But we don't do that. We only give a. We don't put a kohen or levi into the seven regular liyas. Instead, we don't do that. So Mela, this homochokus is not relevant. He says. Okay. We'll see more about that as we go along. So now when they call the person up, they announce Mechokes of whether you can give a Levi Shlishi or Revi when was not a Kohen. Whether you're calling a Yisrael or a Levi up, you announce Bim Kohen Kohen in the place of a Kohen, so people will understand why he's getting the Leviya. Okay. Now, Zion. Im hoya kohen v'levi b'beisek
nesis. Excuse me. If there's a kohen shul but not a levi, why does a kohen get levi also? Why not call up Yisrael for a levi?
Because the kohanim are also levium.
Yeah, I understand that. But,
So he's getting the liya b'tara as a levi at that point in time. There is part of this tekana of kohen levi Yisrael would be they didn't say Kohen then Yisrael, they said Kohen Levi Yisrael. So if you could be Kohen Levi Tekana, you should be Kohen Levi Tekana.
But when the Kohen makes the second bracha, they say Bim Kohen Levi. Why do they say that?
I'm not familiar with that, that you have to say Mitafka Bim Kohen Levi. I'm not sure where that came from. I think some gabbai made it up. And somebody else heard it, so that sounds like a good idea, you know. Like,
but didn't he say, now that we have the tekana, it'd be a big problem with having an Israel called up as Shini, because people say, oh, the first coming maybe is a sense of a garment, so the whole thing is Seder is off.
I mean, if you see yourself being second, must be there wasn't a current first. I don't know. I mean, if we would say that that's acceptable to call yourself second, I'm not sure that, you know, in case there's no levy. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, now, Zion. Im hoya kohen levi b'beisek nesis v'kara kohen, the sever shein shom levi. There really was a kohen levi there. They called up the kohen, and then they called up the kohen a second time. B'hiskol levorech birchus atara sheinis. They started giving the kohen the second aliyah, and he started doing what the Yisrael did to him. Right, in the previous sif, now he's doing to the Levi. Say, I'm seeking, oh, so we don't stop him. Zot Mishra Baruch, Chav Hitzla Baruch, Vahano Gamken Akhar Shem Baruch Ato Hashem, it's the same thing. We're just saying Baruch was not called being maskal, but once Baruch Ato is not called being maskal, Baruch Ato Hashem is called being maskal because it's a Baruch Lavatola, etc. Abba Baruch Hu Levad Lehavi Yaskola, Ba'er Lelevi, Levorach, Velikris, Vekanin Tzarech HaKrayon Lahat, now that which he said that Yisrael stays there and gets an aliyah afterward, that's irrelevant to the Kohen. The Kohen got the first aliyah, so the Kohen wouldn't have to stay more than usual. So if the Kohen started already, Emav Sikana, so we don't stop it. Matam Kanal. Okay, Ches im ein Levi beveisek nesis Kohen shekar rishon mevorach shenis bimkam Levi. So we give the Kohen the second aliyah as well, but it should be the same Kohen.
He just says what Dr. Katz just said.
You be he's. I understand, but you don't have to announce when we come late.
Oh, I see. The Korei. I see.
Right.
It's not a quote.
Right. So Avoloi Kohen Acher Kadeshal Yomro Rishavishin Pogum. If you would call up a different Kohen, so they'll bring called Kohen one and then Kohen two. People say the reason we call Kohen 2 is because Kohen is supposed to go first. And the first Kohen was Pogum. That's what people will say. So if we switch, people are going to be confused. Therefore, we don't switch. So that same Kohen goes twice. Avoloi Kohen Acher, Mishra Baruch Chof Ches.
Okay,
let's hold it here. We'll have the Mishabura's Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow should be 7:45 Mincha. and then learn 8th, hopefully we'll be able to get, you know, going in.